What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to the Bad Podcast. Brad and Dwayne in here. Also, we are live inside of the E2M Motivation Group. So if you were listening to this on your podcast catcher, which we're getting those added now, and if you're listening to this on YouTube or watching this on YouTube, we're live on YouTube as well. Man, you got to check out E2M, man. We got a lot of stuff coming. We're going to talk about it, a lot of stuff today. But before we get into all of that, Brad, what are we talking about today, man? What you got going on? What we doing, man?
You know, the title of the podcast is A Week to Be Grateful. And this week, I'm extremely grateful. And it's the week of Thanksgiving. And we are rolling up on our new four-week program. I got the book in my hands. Prep, rep, repeat.
Yeah.
I'm coming with the black and white print here. Right here. So here we go. Those who lack resilience may opt out to take days off when conditions aren't ideal, but champions, the iron-willed, rise with enthusiasm and determination, ready to conquer the challenges before them and build the momentum needed to win the day.
That boy good. Let's get it.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
What it be like, what it look like, what it do back in here, Bad Podcast, Brad and Dwayne up in the building. Again, we are live inside the E2M Motivational Group as well as live on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe to all of our places and spaces. And make sure you guys check out Triple E, man. Triple E has a, let's see, it's Monday when you listen to this. So I think it's going into Cyber Monday. So make sure you check that out. We got some other things that are going on. If you're watching this live, there are quite a few Black Friday, Cyber Monday deals going on with Triple E, with E2M Kitchen, with Eager to Run, with E2M Premium, with regular E2M. So make sure you are subscribed to the email list. Go to E2MFitness.com, subscribe there, and we'll go ahead and join and all of that. So make sure you can stay on top of what we got going on. So B, man, after I paid all the bills, what we got, man? What are we talking about today?
Man, you know, being Thanksgiving and, you know, when this drops live to all of our other platforms, it will be Thanksgiving behind us. And it'll actually be the day that we start a four-week program within E2M. So that's sort of why I want to direct the conversation this morning and talk about, you know, what the final 4 weeks, the final countdown of 2024 is going to entail. Now, what's going to happen is a series of emotions on that first day, Monday straight out of the chutes you know, people are going to experience a lot of different things. And the one common theme that most people will experience is excitement. You know, it's brand new thing. It's right out of the box. It's, you know, it's fresh. And it's just like, you know, during the holidays when you get, or a birthday, when you get that gift, right? It's really fun to play with, man. My son, man, he's got about 55 tractors because every birthday or every holiday, he gets a new tractor. He's like, man, this is the only tractor that I've ever wanted. But what happens after 3 days? It's like, well, you know, that tractor's all right. Now, here's what I want to talk about today, because that's what you call natural momentum. Everybody has natural momentum. On the first day of the year, everybody's excited. Everybody's enthusiastic about what could be or what could become. Now, what you have to do, and it's right here in this baby, it talks all the way through it, about establishing self-made momentum. Because you're not going to have that momentum. You're not going to have that energy in day 7 and day 12 and day 30 like you had in day 1. So I want to talk about your relationship with the physique game, my relationship with running, and how you stay engaged, how you stay inspired, not on day 1, but on day 51. What's your, do you have any tips or tricks or techniques that you use personally that stay, you know, keeps you in the game?
Yeah, man. So for me, you know, and like you said, you know, everybody's not going to do a physique show or whatever, but you have to find your thing. And for me, you know, my driving force always for me is, you know, just making something happen, like keeping my word. And that's why I'm so transparent about my goals. Like, that's why I put it on social. That's why I post every day. Because if I say I'm going to do something, I want to be known to follow through. And that has been my reputation. And so whenever I don't feel like it, whenever that alarm clock goes off at 3:30 a.m. or 3 o'clock in the morning and it's cold outside and the bed is extra warm and it's raining and, you know, you step in a mud puddle on your way out the door and, you know, you pull up to the gym and your favorite parking spot is taken, you know, like whenever all of that happens, man, you know, in the back of my mind, I'm like, somebody's looking for my post today. Somebody's looking for my workout recap today. You know, somebody is watching me and wondering, you know, what am I going to bring? And then especially for this time, for those that don't know, I've started what I call pre-prep because I had a little bit too much fun. And so I'm trying to get down to a good starting place for January when actually I start into prep. But, you know, this time around, first time it was, I want to know if I can do it, if I can make it to the stage, if I can do it. This time I want to compete, man. I want to be able to beat myself. You beat the physique that I had before, but I want to be able to stand, you know, toe to toe with some of those guys that are chasing their pro card as well, man. Pro card is definitely the ultimate goal. But just to answer your question, man, the driving force for me, what keeps me motivated, or, you know, the discipline aspect for sure, but what keeps me passionate and motivated is just keeping my word, man, saying I'm going to do something and following through with it. That's something that's valuable to me.
Mm-hmm. And I watch your posts and, you know, they inspire me, they motivate me. And I think it, you know, it's a sort of a catalyst for others when you post and hold yourself accountable. It's also holding others accountable. And I actually talked about that this morning on my treadmill class where, you know, when you don't think that anybody's watching, you don't think you have a platform, if you throw up a post, it could save somebody's life. You know, you could inspire that person that's in a deep, dark corner to come out of that corner and do something for themselves, you know, whether it's health related, fitness related, growth related, you know, in their relationship, all those things, just by making a simple post. So you hold yourself accountable through your words and your action, and, you know, you hold yourself accountable. I like to think of the three versions of I. So you got version number one, that's who you were. The version that you are right now is version two. And then version three is the person that you dream to be or you're going to become. And so version number one, I consider almost like a dark place, because the version that I consider my version one is who I was in my 20s and my early 30s, somebody that turned somebody that, you know, had those vices, those things that I was sort of attracted to, you know, the Friday night high. That's what I was attracted to. Because I wanted to feel that sense of a rush, you know, and I get that sense in different ways now. Jumping out of planes, ice baths, sauna, you know, crazy things like that, riding bulls. but I always keep that version of myself really close to me because I am afraid to go back to that person. I don't ever want to be version number one again. And that was something that I really struggled with mentally a lot of my 20s. Like, I thought I had everything figured out. Again, right here in the book, baby. I thought I had everything figured out. I was very content. I didn't want to instill fitness into my life because I was in pretty good shape. I was a good athlete. I didn't want to think about finances. I was pretty good. But is that what we're going to accept? Like, is that what we're really going to accept? We're going to settle. We're going to settle for, yeah, I'm pretty good. Or do we want to strive for that version three? So the version two that I am is a product of all the culmination of thoughts and decisions and actions that I took or maybe didn't take. And now I keep that at the forefront because all the thoughts and the decisions and actions that I take today are going to produce version number three. And what do I want version number three to look like? So I got two dark places, my past dark place, somewhere I don't ever want to go again. And then my current dark place. And that dark place is what I consider the corners. A lot of people, they just go around and around and around in circles. Where you want to grow or where you're going to grow is when you get deep into those corners, you get really deep into those edges. And that's where you're going to learn about yourself, man. It's not fun in there. It's not comfortable in there. It's not sometimes easy in there. And most times it's gonna trick you. All right. Come here. And I read this quote. Is this PG?
I mean, we're in the group, man. I mean,
so you
use your own discretion.
My own discretion. I read this quote. It said, "The journey to heaven feels like HE double toothpicks."
Got
the
it.
Journey to HE double toothpicks
feels like heaven.
Feels like heaven. And I was like, that's the trick that these corners play, because when you get in there, man, the heat is turned up. It's scary. It's uncomfortable, but it's going to give you the dream. But if you feel as if, hey, I'm living the dream. How many people do you ask? Hey, how you doing? Living the dream. Really? Man, I wish I was living the dream too. I'm trying to. I'm trying to live the dream every day. But it feels as a as you're living the dream. But where's that leading you to? H-E double. Every hey, man. Yeah. I read that and it resonated with me though.
Right.
You know, and I think we all have that sense of, you know, this is hard. It's not doing anything for me. But that internal growth, man, that's a big deal. That's a
for
big
sure.
deal.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Yeah, no, I always love when you talk about the circles and corners, you know, I think about, and I think you used the analogy, you know, when you used to have to run the lines, you know, and you know, how to cut the corner, you know, instead of going, hitting it, rounding out those corners, man. But it also reminds me of a Kobe story. And I don't know if we shared this on that show. And those that listen and watch, you guys know, we do a lot of sports and comments like that. So I hope that doesn't bore you. But there was a basketball camp, and Kobe was like, "I'm gonna get everybody brand new shoes if you do." I forgot how many suicides it was, but you got to hit the lines. And one little boy cut the line short. Like it might have been like an inch. He missed the line, and Kobe walked out of there without giving anybody no shoes.
Yeah.
But it was a lesson, man. It was like, you know, that inch, man, you know, that makes a difference. You know, that's that mindset of getting in those dark places, doing the hard thing, you know, taking it all the way through, you know, because we talk about it a lot. And I think that's going to culminate for a lot of people going into this new 4-week challenge, because you can breeze through. You can treat it like the old 8 weeks. Mm-hmm. You know, you can have PG half butted, you know, but but you know, if you really want to lock in and see results and see change, and you know, you really like just zone in, and then you know, pay attention to detail. You know, that is an aspect that I learned in bodybuilding. You know, paying attention to detail. You know, it's one thing just to sling weights, but you know, having proper form, you know, hitting your rep range, getting the proper, you got, whoever takes my E2M premium classes, you know, I always talk about, you know, extending and contracting the muscles and all of that. It takes time. You know, it's not about rushing through or just, you know, suffering through or whatever, but just, I mean, suffering through, just, it takes time and it takes precision. And that's where the growth happens, you know, and not saying you can't move when you're not doing 100%. Cause we've seen it, you know, people will either just walk, you know, and that's all they can do at the moment, and they'll still see results, you know, or people that are ready to go all out, man, they'll also see results, man. So I think I'm excited about this 4-week challenge, because number one, that's what they've been asking for. Everybody's been asking for the structure, and you know, I was glad that we was able to make that happen. And then number two, just an opportunity for people to get a reset, and they get the reset before the new year. You know, mm-hmm. they get the started, because I think we dropped the reel today talking about, you know, the billions of people waiting for January 1. Mm-hmm. You know, you right now, you listening, you watching, you will have an opportunity to get a head start, to get some momentum going into January 1. And when January 1 hit, you can be like, where are all these people come from? Because you're already 10 miles ahead, you know. But definitely excited about that, man. And I'm glad we're able to touch on it today.
Mm-hmm. Man, so when I was in college, the first week of the year, and even when I started working in education, the first week of the year was always the week that I took off. And the reason being is because, like you said, man, everybody, you know, they take flight to the gym. And, yep. You know, it was always the first year, the week of the year, I would take off just because of that reason. And that's a prime example, Dwayne. Too many of us are waiting for that opportune moment. And a lot of us think that it's January 1st or the start of a new program or that new present, new gift, you know, the perfect time to start is always right now. The right old now. Saying's like, when's the perfect time to plant an oak tree 50 years ago, 100 years ago? I don't know the exact quote, but the second best time is right now. And there's so many people that are even right now listening to this podcast, there are still people that will hear this, and they're still waiting until Monday. I call them Monday warriors. And my mother, I love her to death. She shares a birthday with you and my
son.
That's
my lady.
Yep. And I love her to death, but she is a true Monday warrior. You know, it's Tuesday and she falls off the wagon. She's like, you know what? I think I'm going to wait until Monday. I'm like, Mom, Monday was yesterday. Monday was yesterday. You got to be a today warrior.
Today.
I want to go back to that line story because, you know, being a coach for a lot of years and also being an athlete for a lot of years, the reason that we come up a little short of that line is because we feel as if that 1 inch isn't worth it, right? Mm-hmm. We feel like it isn't worth it to go that 1 inch. But what happens over time is that 1 inch turns into 2 inches, turns into 4 inches, turns into 8 inches, turns into 8 miles. And I have a story. I have a story. So I was teaching, this is 2 or 3 years ago, and I had a brand new partner. And I am very careful on detail, similar to what you are in the physique game. And we were doing a badminton tournament, and we had to lay down some lines, some tape lines for the boundaries. And what had happened is, man, my lines are precise. You know, I'm putting that tape down with some purpose, you know. And what had happened is he came off the line a little bit. It was a quarter of an inch, right? I was like, hey, man, you got to straighten that up. He goes, dude, it's a quarter of an inch. I'm like, no, you got to straighten that up. He's like, it's not that much. It's not that bad. It's not going to hurt if I continue on. Well, what happens is if you bend that quarter of an inch and you go down 30 feet where that line it, that sucker was 2 feet off. It was too, it bowed out too. So what happens is the kids come in. They're all excited about this badminton tournament. First game, kid hits it. It lands out of bounds by 2 feet. That line's curved. it didn't matter 20 minutes ago when we were preparing that line. But that can be just applied to anything in life, yes. Especially our fitness. Like that first day that you have that extra handful of nuts, not a big deal. But that second day, third day, fourth day, second handful, third handful, fourth handful, all those things, they add up. So my big take on today's podcast is, number one, man, start today. Doesn't matter when you watch this. You know, if it's Monday, which most people will watch this Monday on YouTube or Apple Podcast or whatever those platforms. I'm not the tech savvy guy. You are, D. I don't know. Two, man, do things with purpose. You know, be very deliberate in all that you do. You know, wake up in the morning with some sort of enthusiasm. It's not going to be easy to say, you know what, not today, alarm clock, you're not going to win. I'm going to put my feet on the ground and I'm going to win today. It's not fun. It's not fun. Brad, hey, Dwayne, you guys are motivated, man. You guys are always motivated. It's not motivation. You know, you can't rely on motivation because it slips away rather quickly. And people will recognize that in that 4 weeks. And the third thing that I have is, you know, when you reach that point where the motivation is gone, all right, sayonara motivation, find something that's going to propel you forward. You know, you have the accountability posts in your actions. I have my dark places, the three versions of I. People know this story well because I talk about it in every one of my classes. You know, keep those things at the forefront where you still have hope that you're going to reach that finish line, even if you're not motivated, even if you're not encouraged or inspired. So that's my three takes on today.
Wow. Good stuff, brother. Good stuff. That was solid. Man, I just want to say on the back end of that, because, you know, we do have the Monday Warriors and there are a handful of people watching this live. Some people might be watching the replay, but starting now, because the program ain't technically out yet, starting now could also mean, meal prep. Starting now could also mean getting your calendar together, figure out when you're going to work out, what time, you know, when you're going to eat your meals, when you're going to drink your water. Because you guys that are inside the program, I'll give you a hint. Like, it's not too far-fetched from what you're used to when it comes to the eating aspect of it. So you can go ahead and prepare that aspect of it and start with your, like I said, start with your planner. Start with your, you know, getting things together for Monday. You know, that is your start now. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't start on Monday that, oh, I'm going to start, you know, meal prepping. I'm going to start planning my work. No, it's time to get to work, man. So I want to encourage people to do that. All right, man. So as we get ready to slide out, hey, I need to know, this is me personally, like, when would a book be available? Like,
hey,
you know, you're teasing us, you're showing, you're quoting from it, you're flashing it on the screen. like give us some timelines, man.
Yeah. So I'm really amped. Last night, as of Tuesday, November 26th. Last night, I sent in my final edits. It still has to be okayed by the Library of Congress. Yes. But it should be out within the next week. And I will drop that link everywhere I know I can. So I'm really, man, somebody reached out and they kind of tried to poke me a little bit. And they were like, and they said something along the lines of, hey, you're like really proud of yourself. And, you know, my response was, yes, I am.
Absolutely.
You know, and on the first page of my book, it reads this. Approximately 97% of books in this world are unfinished. I won't let mine become a part of that statistic. And the reason that I continue to go back to that sentence is because there are so many people in this world that have an idea of what they want to be and who they want to be and what they want to accomplish, yet they never take that final step or they never go the distance because they might fear, you know, the judgment of others. They may fear that they fail. But the thing is if you continue to try with that persistence, right, and consistency, mm-hmm. if you continue to try, man, there is no fail. You mm-hmm. are the beholder of if you fail or if you don't fail. Yep. So, you know, whatever your dream is,
Aspire.
If you can dream it, baby, it may not come easy, but mm-hmm. you can do it. Yes, wow. folks, I am proud of myself. I'm
right.
extremely proud of myself. This was hard. I'm not a reader. I'm not a writer, but I'm a damn author.
There you go. That is it. Listen, bro. I want to go on record and say that I'm proud of you, man. I know you're proud of yourself. I'm proud of you, man. And that quote in the beginning of the book is priceless. And I'm gonna say this, and we'll close out. Dr. Miles Monroe said the richest place in the world is the graveyard because of all the ideas that died and laid the rest there. So there's so billions of dollars worth of ideas laying in the graveyard.
Yo, will you send me that?
I got you.
I need that one in the. I need to put that somewhere. I need that. Dude, say that again. Say that again.
Yeah. The richest. He's got. I mean, I actually think he called it landscape, or the richest property in the world is the graveyard because of all the billions of dollars worth of ideas that never came to fruition that died with people. Man. Yeah,
wow.
I got you, bro. I'll send it to you. To everybody else, we'll holler next time.
Dude.